Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
It is true. We are back at it with Reality Check. This is when Tracy and myself, and of course our lovely Aaron Martin, do the gossip, honey, when it comes to crazy reality shows. Yes. And of course, our favorite goes out to the housewives.
Oh, yes, it does. Mm. We are addicted.
We are addiction.
Yeah.
Hungry, honey.
Yes.
By the way, next week, super pumped, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
The OC.
Yes, it starts next Tuesday.
I can't wait to see how Shannon looks.
I know. And I can't wait to see all of her dates. Like, she goes crazy this season dating.
Of course,
like,
she
crazy.
Would. Yeah. Take that, David.
That's right, David.
Bador.
All right, of course, it's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion number three.
Girl.
Take a listen to this.
Take this off, I'm leaving. Bullshit. That's it, I'm done.
Hey, what's the setup? What's the setup? What is it?
Andy,
we're just,
hold on. Andy,
we're just going through.
They did say that.
They
Denise
did say what?
Did say she cursed at her
okay,
kids.
That's okay.
She did. She told me that the video. She was like, I scream at my kids. Do you scream at your kids? And I was like,
my goddamn head off
you
at times.
Do?
Yes.
Do you feel that bad after? Or you're like,
I don't actually.
Okay, then.
I love how the ladies cackle.
Girl. Oh, they cackle.
It was probably my most enjoyable part of Reunion 3 because Erica Jane, when you see her cackle, like her entire body goes all the way back on the couch.
I know. She's very like ice queen.
She is crazy awesome. So, of course, the craziness is all stemming and surrounding Miss Camille.
Okay, girl, here's the thing. Let's break this down. We didn't need a three-part reunion.
No.
We did not. There was nothing going on the show. And Camille's breakdown, freak out, whatever you want to call it, it's not funny. Like, I mean, I'm laughing when we're playing the group. Because she was seriously, like, making stuff up in her head and stuff. Like, she would say, like, that clip that we just played. Well, she cusses at her daughter or whatever. And that's not what she does. She says, I yell at them. I scream at them. Like, she kept switching things around. But she brought the entertainment. If it wasn't for Camille.
Yeah. Again, when she storms off the set on season, on the reunion two, she takes off her beautiful gown.
Yes.
And I realize how massive her melons really are.
Me too.
I was like, Andy, you just got a good show.
Andy got a great shot.
Miss Camille has shown you what she considers her Bartels.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
But it is true. I think... Unfortunately, she had a very bad year of loss and hurt. And when you are in the realm of things just shooting off left and right and you're on an emotional roller coaster, you will not remember everything that has happened around. You will not remember everything that you have said to someone. So I believe her intentions are good. Do I believe, though, that she clearly is not understanding the things that she has said? I do, but I do also believe that she does shoot fire when she feels like it at people.
She keeps getting stuff wrong, though. Like, and I know she's had what a year. But, I mean, and you won't remember things, but then you say something, and then she was yelling at Teddy, and she was like, okay, be more specific. Like, I don't know what you mean. It's like one thing, but it's another thing. So, I mean, okay, I can see you had a rough year. Maybe you're not going to remember everything. But at the same time, I do think there's like a mean, vicious, like a Camille season one about her.
Well, she definitely has some evil eyes in her.
She does.
When she does make that comment back to her.
Oh, yeah.
And says, listen, she's all mad again, though, because, listen, they made fun of her wedding. What was the best part about that wedding?
She did.
Leaving the wedding.
Yeah, they did.
But again, she has to realize, and people have to say that to her, you are kind of like a backstabber two-faced. You say one thing, and then you say the other. You tell me you love me, then you tell someone else, oh, you can't stand me.
Right.
Those things are going to happen.
Right.
So people obviously are going to be hurt by you who are going to hurt you back. And that was... All Teddy was trying to do was hurt her by saying, best thing was actually leave your wedding.
But what about the part where she said, production made me invite you? I didn't even want you guys
she
at my
did
wedding.
Another just great mean thing to say.
I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy, I love when he tries to jump in and act like the show's not produced. He's like, oh, no, production never has anything to do with that. Andy, we all know, like, I mean, Real Housewives isn't like real. You know, like there's production in their ears. There's production telling them what to do. So
there's an outline. There's some improv happening there.
There is. But I hope Camille comes back because
I do.
She's the only entertainment that they've had. Yeah. It was a terrible season. I'm sorry. It was very boring.
Let's talk about what it comes to actually production being involved or not.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Andy brought up Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle.
Yeah.
And how the heck did Kyle know that she went in to do a lie detector?
Yes.
And of course, Kyle, if you all watch the show, and if you don't, Kyle Richard, famous, of course.
Yeah.
Her house was burglarized. Everything that she owned, all her Birkin bags, everything was stolen from her out of her closet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a friend of hers, a mutual friend, also was robbed.
Yep.
And they had their construction crew working on the house go and have a lie detector test.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, that's what Kyle decided to do. Even though she doesn't believe in them, a friend of hers said, go get it done. I recommend you do.
Right.
That's when she finds out that a friend of hers says, oh my gosh, you know that woman that you know with the dog?
Yeah.
She's here right now doing a lie detector.
Yeah.
And then we find out Miss Lisa's just doing a practice
run. That was a rehearsal.
For production to actually get her taped. And she could pass it. Girl, she
See, that's crazy.
She is.
So here's the thing.
She's not right.
I know. This whole thing is just so confusing because I don't. There's this side of me that says she didn't do that. Like, she did not leak the story.
Right.
But then there's another side of me when I hear all these different things. It's like she had to have something to do with it, though. Or somebody, or she knows of someone that did it. Maybe she didn't do it, but she knows of someone who did it.
And that'll always be the big question.
Yeah.
Did Lisa know about this or not? And I like that the head person of Radar Online went to her defense to say, no, Lisa never shared this story. Although we know you're like besties with Lisa, so you're covering for her.
That's shady. Okay, they're anonymous. Of course she's not. They're anonymous.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
So we will really never know. I do believe, though, that Kyle and her outside of the show will become friends again.
You think so?
I do. I think Lisa is eventually going to soften up. Because, girl, she's lost all her friends.
I hope so, but I don't know.
I don't know. She, I believe something's going to happen with these two. You're not friends for 10 years, and you could just call it quits one day.
I agree.
Over a dog.
Yeah. But then also, too, I have a feeling that Lisa's going to end up coming back in a couple seasons or something. Because I was listening to Brandy's podcast because I was hoping, not that I'm a huge fan of Brandy, but again, let's spice this show up. Brandy said she talked to producers and she cannot come back because that would ruin their relationship with Lisa Vanderpump.
And I also think she's not going to be able to come back because the boss, known as Andy Cohen, is not going to let her come back.
Yeah.
You do not walk off my show and not tell me and let me find out that you decided to not come to this. I think he will not let her come back.
I mean, you would think that's not the way to leave a job, but
no,
you know. Well, we'll see.
It's disrespectful. She totally disrespected
it. It was sad to see the montage, actually, between Lisa and Kyle.
I know.
And actually, when I was watching the reunion, you forget, like, even when Camille was crying, like, when they were talking about Lisa, they've all been together, castmates, like, for 10 years. So it is an emotional thing, though. Like, you've all been together for 10 years. Like, it's sad to see somebody go, whether you like them, what they did or not or whatever. But it was sad. Like, I thought that was actually a genuine moment.
It was sad.
Yeah.
What else is sad is the fact that when you watch Camille cry, her damn face doesn't move.
Girl.
I was like, what? There's nothing coming out. I only see about a little bit of your eyelid get a little bit jaded out, but your face don't move.
It doesn't move. And you know how we've been so into eyelashes? Of course, I was obsessed with, are her lashes going to fall? They don't. They've got the best makeup artist there. Because, like, she was crying. I'm like, lashes fall, lashes.
But her face. I was like, Travis, look at her face.
Yeah.
It's not moving. It's frozen in time.
Yeah, it's frozen.
Of course, what do you think was the funniest phrase of the evening?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. There was so many of them. well, I can tell you, I think Denise's face was funny.
Oh my gosh, staring at Camille.
Ooh,
was
girl.
It was great.
So Denise, I love her. I do hope that they bring her back. Not to say that she brought so much, but I really like her. And Denise, what I like about her is that she's so calm, but she will cut you. You can tell she'll cut you.
You finally got to see the thrashing towards the end she had told Camille.
She's like, are you okay?
Don't tell me to calm down.
She's like, are you all right? Do you need a minute?
Right. She looked mad.
oh, she was not happy. Well, and then they talked about her house. Like, Camille said some really mean things. Mm-hmm. And then she couldn't, like, she'd be like, why would you say something like this? She's like, I just don't know.
She was saying that Denise was not compassionate towards Camille losing her home. Well, she goes, why? Because I rent. I lost everything that I own as well. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you own or you rent. Right. I lost everything.
Right.
So my favorite line was, goodbye, Kyle.
That was funny.
It was funny. I mean, where do I get a shirt now?
That was so funny. Hashtag goodbye, Kyle.
It's so funny.
I love it. Yeah,
I bet that really makes Ken upset.
Probably, yeah. But hey, make it into a joke.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Goodbye, Kyle.
Because that was embarrassing to be yelled at like that. And then like, he's in her face on all on camera.
He flipped out.
Yeah, make a joke out of it.
Well, you know kind of what it's like to have a guy flip out on you.
I really do.
All right, so that's pretty much the love of that end of that
that's
reunion.
That's pretty much it. And I hope they revamp the show.
I hope so, too. Let's move on now to Southern Charm.
Okay, girl.
This was all a big shocker. Honestly, this entire night last night was someone has an STD.
Yes. How embarrassing.
Listen. It is nobody's business to be spreading around anybody's STDs.
No.
Out of respect to any of your friends.
No.
And I was shocked to even have heard this being mentioned. But am I not surprised that it happened to be between the two people that cannot ever break up?
Yeah, I know. Gosh.
I'm not a fan of Madison.
Okay, you're not?
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't know. So here's the thing. No. You've been watching this for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is the first season I've watched. So I'm getting to know everybody.
This is the first time she's been on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you don't like her, yeah.
No. Uh-uh. I had to take a glass of water. Go ahead.
I mean, you're going to kill me for saying this, but I did feel, okay, obviously what she said was wrong, but I did feel a little bad for her. Because
you did?
I did, only because of this. Obviously, I feel really bad for Danny, okay? But I felt bad for her because it obviously, Shep doesn't like her. And he was really trying to, like, you know, bully her. Like, oh, I could take you down. Like, I can out-argue you. You know, and she's trying to defend herself. But she should have, obviously, she should have never said that. And then bring somebody else into it that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so, like, boys will be boys. They hang with each other. Right. They protect each other.
Right.
Girlfriends, they protect each other.
Right.
When you bring in a woman who is new onto the show and into the group of boys, you're my boy, known as Austin, is one of the boys.
Yeah.
He starts dating this woman, Madison, which is a big... It is a wreck. All they do is, fight.
Cheat on each other, all this stuff.
So here we're in beautiful Colorado. We're on a ski trip.
I love
And then these two... Of course, are loving each other, but fighting again.
Right.
And then, like you said, Shep is not a huge fan.
No.
Craig is not a fan of either Austin and Maddie getting back together.
Right.
So what does Maddie decide to do, a.k.a. Madison?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, get in it with Shep, saying, believe me, everybody's scared of you because of all the women you sleep with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she goes, especially the one you gave chlamydia to.
Yeah.
And of course, she's speaking about that Shep slept
with Danny.
With Danny, gave her chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the one to have told Madison this?
Yeah.
Austin, who's supposed to be best friends with Shep.
Yeah.
And that's why he flips out. Oh my gosh.
Right.
I can't believe I told her and she went and told everybody else.
Right. And then he went back around to comfort Madison.
Yes.
And then we see next week, though, he's at dinner with her like, I want to make this work.
No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about real quickly the other side of the crazy train, which is Whitney and Catherine.
Oh, yes, girl. Let's talk about that.
Whitney is a man who comes from privilege. Whitney is a man who comes from big time money, big time status. We all know who Catherine is.
Yeah.
This beautiful, fragile, young redhead. I will tell you that redhead.
Yes.
Who walked into this, of course, show.
Uh-huh.
Now she's a mom. She's an older woman. She's been through a lot, done drugs.
Yeah.
She's really had a thing on her. He sleeps with her all the time.
Yeah, and then doesn't want to admit it now.
And doesn't admit it because he considers her low status.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm not low enough for you to come, you know. I mean, come on.
And that, it's sad,
it
but
is.
That's how he sees it.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, I know he went to try to talk to her. So, like, Craig was defending her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's really upset. She's crying.
Craig,
who makes pillows.
A $75 pillow? You're going to sell me a $75 pillow that you just made? Mm-hmm. He's getting into the pillow business.
Yeah, he is. Oh, Craig.
Gosh, these rich people.
I know.
They got nothing better else to do than make
they don't.
Pillows.
Yeah, I know. They don't. Yeah.
Because they can.
Yes, they can.
But anyway, that basically was the big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing of the show.
But I still like it. I still love watching it.
No, I'm really getting into it now. I had to just get to know the characters and stuff.
Sure.
But now I'm really getting into it. So
they're all super good looking, of course.
Yeah, they're all good looking.
And rich.
And just go to parties.
If you were to have to lay down with one,
yeah,
who would you do? Would you do Shep, Craig, or Austin, Whitney?
Craig.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, who loves making pillows?
Craig, who loves making pillows. Okay. He seems to have an anger problem.
Okay, if it were me.
Yeah, what would you do?
It would probably be Shep.
Really?
Yeah, if I were in a bar and I saw Shep and then I saw Craig, most likely, because I love the curly hair.
Oh, okay.
And he's tall and I don't know, he's kind of goofy and I don't know, yeah.
There's something about Craig though.
Oh, he's super cute.
He's super cute and he's got like the sensitive side to him, you know?
He makes pillows, Tracy.
Well, of course he's sensitive.
So nasty and so rude.